The headline read, Report Exposes Meatpacking Monopoly's Fake Shortages During the Pandemic. David Sparks, Ag Information Network. It almost seems like there's a war against ag that is focused on making farming and ranching obsolete. Presumably, residing in Washington, D.C., there is a Farm Action Network which leverages its research, policy development, advocacy campaigns, and political expertise to create a food and agriculture system that works for, quote-unquote, everyday people rather than a handful of powerful corporations. They say they're joined in their movement by farmers, ranchers, rural communities, food system workers, policymakers, advocates, and anyone who eats. They envision a fair, inclusive, and competitive food and agriculture system that respects our land, natural resources, and neighbors around the world. On their website, they say as part of their value system that they understand that discrimination against black farmers, indigenous communities, and people of color are symptoms of the same extractive mindset that degrades the land, abuses animals, and traps rural communities in cycles of poverty and social strife. Where, I ask you, does all of this come from? Farmers and ranchers that I know, and that's a lot of them, are dedicated to feeding this country and being stewards of the land. Are liberals like fake meat advocate Bill Gates trying to stir it up? Produced by the Ag Information Network.